statement, a report covering the previous 24 hours said Russian shelling killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others as the Kremlin and Kyiv's forces remained locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. Much of the shelling in the past 24 hours focused on two key Ukrainian cities, Kharkiv and Kherson. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the attacks on Kherson.
The city of Kherson is constantly under the shelling. This is important also to understand because the city itself located on one side of the river Dnipro and Russian forces are located just on the other side. Over the weekend, it was a really bad shelling of the residential buildings, hospital and school in the city of Kherson. But the worst situation is with the residential buildings and with the hospital. For the moment, we know about 3 people who were killed and 6 injured. And we know that one person is currently in the very serious state.
The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, is poised this week to raise its benchmark interest rate for an 8th time since March. But reports indicate the Fed will likely announce a smaller hike for a 2nd straight time, and it could change some key wording in its post-meeting statement about future rate increases. The rate hikes have been implemented to help bring down rampant inflation in the United States, and while they appear to have done their job to some extent, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is likely to stress that the job is far from over. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan now say the Taliban